The question is asked about mantra, upasana, and sarasiki. These terms are not very clearly explained, and different people get different interpretations to them. And my own understanding has evolved over time. I've written about these concepts in some of my books. When I met my guru, Dave, and took Siddha Pranali, I discussed personally with him the difference, and that's what I understand now. So what I'm saying now supersedes all previous statements. Mantra Maya Upasana. Mantra Maya Upasana is defined as the type of worship that you do with your Diksha mantras. It goes along with chanting Diksha mantras, Gobo mantra and Kam Gayatri. These are Diksha mantras in Gaudiya Sampradaya. So Mantra Maya Upasana is compared, first of all, Mantra Maya Upasana. Why is it say mantra? It means the Diksha mantras. The word upasana means worship. It goes along with the Diksha mantras. It means yoga pit meditation. That's all it means. There's so many different definitions that have been explained, different interpretations, they're all wrong. Why does it say mantra? It refers to Diksha mantras, not some shloka from Bhagavatam or this or that. It specifically only means meditating on the Gopal mantra or Kam Gayatri and doing yoga pit meditation. Yoga pit is described in many different shastras. So, the upasana, you worship personalities in the yoga pit, and after you worship them, then you chant your Diksha mantras, as you're doing, as for your son. And that meditation you're doing is on the Nitya Lila of Radha Krishna. Because when you chant the Diksha mantras, you meditate on Vrindavan Yoga Pit. Vrindavan Yoga Pit is for Nitya Lila, Asakaya Lila, Aprakat Lila, and Prakat Lila. When Krishna's manifest, it's called Prakat. When Krishna's unmanifest, it's called Aprakat Lila. So Mantra Maya Upasana is meditating on Aprakat Lila at Yoga Pit. And chanting, after doing the puja in the yoga pit, Radha Krishna, Asta Sakis, Asta Upasakis, Asta Mandris, four gatekeepers, all Guru Sakhi Parampara, then you chant your Diksha mantras. That's called Mantra Upasana. And that Mantra Upasana is compared to a lagoon. You have a river, a very powerful river coming, like Ganga. And then sometimes it goes in the it makes a lagoon, makes a little lake off the side of the main river. So it's not moving, it's not changing, that lake is just there. So the lake on the side of the river is called Mantra Upasana. It's a pause in Asakaya. It's a pause for meditation and puja. The time out for doing puja. And then as you're in the lake, your sailboat's in the lake, then you enter the river and go everywhere. So the river is called Sarasiki. Sarasiki means continuous flow of rasa. Sarasiki means the Asakaya throughout the 24 hours a day is called Sarasiki. Avrakali and the spiritual Asakaya, that's when you're doing Lila Svara and meditating, that's called Sarasiki Upasana. You're worshiping in your siddhaya and doing your nityasaya, any other saya you can do to Radha Krishna in the context of Asakaya Lila. That's called Sarasiki. Is that clear? It's like, you know, you're in the car, you're going on a freeway, you stop at a rest stop. You fill up your tank of gas, you park your car, you go to the restaurant and eat something, or buy some potatoes, or whatever, then get in the car. So, the Mantra Upasana is like a rest stop on the freeway of Asakaya Lila. There's three three rest stops. That's Gupta Kund in the morning, sunrise, midday at Lalita Kund, at Radha Kund and Lalita Kund, and nighttime at 11 o'clock at night in Vrindavan. Three stops, three mantra upasana stops to worship Radha Krishna. Or Gauranga. Gauranga morning open is in his house, Mahaprabhu's house. In the afternoon and evening is in Srivas Thakur's house. Gauralila. And I describe these things in different books wrongly. Sorry. But what I said now is correct. Not that Babaji also says what I said. It's what I learned from my guru. It's nice to have a teacher. Get things straight. Otherwise,